And do we know or have any estimates of what fraction of breast cancer overall falls into these five categories?
We do. If you take population-based studies, we looked at this in the Carolina Breast Cancer Study. The Carolina Breast Cancer Study is a population-based study. However, and this is important to start with, the people who designed it 15 years ago, it was one of our original SPOR molecular epidemiology studies long before I ever got to UNC. The people who designed it, who are from our School of Public Health, recognizing that African-American and premenopausal breast cancer was really underrepresented in most of the data sets, really tried to oversample deliberately in what is a population-based study, but one that has and was designed to have about 50% African-American and about 50% premenopausal breast cancer, because they wanted to try and be able to have the strength and the power to answer risk factor questions within those two groups, which they suspected may be different than, as one of my friends says, you know, modern medicine is a whole lot of information about white middle-aged men. In breast cancer, I think we have a lot of information about Caucasian women, but really relatively little amongst our minority populations. And then because breast cancer is a disease of older women, premenopausal breast cancer also tends to be underrepresented in our larger data sets. So the Carolina Breast Cancer Study actually oversampled both those groups. It's been sort of a gift that keeps on giving, because it's been, as I say, ongoing for a number of years and has continued to be reanalyzed and analyzed. In this case, we went to the first phase of it, which has about 800 tumors in it, of which we had tumor for analysis and all the demographics, characteristics, and outcome on about 500 of them. In that study, we were looking specifically to see how common, for example, basal-like breast cancer was. But we didn't know about any of the subtypes. And it's sort of a funny thing. The reason I was involved with it was because as we were developing this idea of molecularly distinct profiles, if you wanted to design clinical trials, you kind of need to know how common the profiles are if you're going to try and limit your studies, which I think is a real challenge for clinical trialists in the future. If we recognize that these distinctions exist and that the diseases are different, we're going to have to stop writing trials for breast cancer as if it's one disease. So in order to further that, we looked to see how common the different subtypes in fact were. And what we found were some of the clinical characteristics that I mentioned before, you know, the highly proliferative nature of basal-like, also HER2. We didn't find that certainly the basal-like breast cancer subtype was not different in terms of its stage at presentation, which was a little bit surprising because of its poor prognosis. We might have thought that it would have a higher proportion of stage 2s or 3s, for example. And we didn't find that there was more nodal involvement. We did see more nodal involvement in the HER2 subtype, so that may be part of the poor prognosis of that group. In terms of the patients who get which type, the biggest difference that we saw was in the basal-like subtype. So in general, basal-like subtype makes up about 15 to 20% of the population. However, if you just look at the subgroup of premenopausal African-American women, the basal-like subtype actually was more than double what it is in everybody else. It was between 35 and 40%. It was 39% specifically. So that was a bit of a surprise for us and something that hasn't been explained.
What about the frequency of the other three types?
The other three types were the same across all groups, except again in the premenopausal African-American women, and the only other difference we saw by race and age was in the luminal A category, which is, of course, the best prognosis group, which makes up between 50 and 60% of all breast cancers in general, however, is only about 35% of the young African-American women who get breast cancer.